95 Coleman's Independent Radio. Music from U2. One of their best performances live. All I Want Is You. And this is Live 95 Coleman's Independent Radio. It is 4:01 on a Tuesday. And that means it's time for Sports Talk Live. This program is brought to you in part each and every Tuesday and Thursday by our friends at People's Bank. If you'd like to be a sponsor of Sports Talk Live, hey, we'd like to hear from you. Live95Coleman.com can tell you all about it. And here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live. They're really excited this week because you know what? This weekend is it. It's Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay. Welcome, everyone, to Sports Talk Live. And, Ronnie, I've got the music playing
turn
in the background.
Turn off that sick
something I can't wait to hear Saturday in Atlanta.
What is that, a middle school band trying to learn to play their instrument?
Hey, that is War Eagle Fly Down the Field. And it all starts Thursday night.
Yes, it does.
Let's get real Thursday night.
Absolutely.
South Carolina, North Carolina, TCU, several games Thursday night. And then on into Friday night, Saturday going to be filled with it.
So it's not just September the 5th.
No, it's, hey.
It's Merry Christmas, you know. Yeah. Hey, it's Christmas time. It's coming a little early.
Wives, tell your husband you'll see them, I guess, Tuesday.
After the national championship.
Yeah. A really interesting thing happened to me this week. I got an invitation from my family that they would like to see me for college football.
So hey.
I guess that means they'd like to see me again.
There you go. Absolutely.
It is the best time of the year. I told Kathy last night I was looking at a entertainment purposes only website.
Always entertainment purposes only.
And I got to thinking about it, and I got all excited about the weekend, and I told her, I said, you know, honestly, I look forward to this weekend more than I do Christmas weekend. If Christmas falls on a Friday or a Saturday, this is better.
Christmas just another day for you.
Yeah, I mean, this, though, is a way of life.
I mean, are you starting to not sleep well at night?
Oh, yeah, last night. I went to bed at 11:30. I was up at 1:30. And
what, were you up checking the lines? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I actually did while I was up.
You're sick. So. You're a man with too much time on your hands.
Around here, football already kicked off.
Absolutely.
Not real good in the county as far as we had one county team got a win, and they were playing another county team.
So that's pretty obvious. Somebody's going on happy in the county.
Fairview a winner, Coleman a winner, and I think everybody else come out on the losing end.
Yeah, they did.
Cold Springs lost a
heartbreaker, didn't they? Vimont got beat by Addison. Close ball game.
Closer than what a lot thought it was.
Yeah, honestly, and you know, I hate to say it, but it's probably closer than what I thought it was going to be. But I think they end up getting beat by, you know, a touchdown or less. I know they were up 14-0 right off the bat. And
anytime you stay close to Addison, you're doing something right. Addison, you're in, you're out. Strong in football.
Strong, very strong. And I think themselves and Vimont are similar in that they play a lot of young kids right now. And with that, there's going to be growing pains, and, you know, there's going to be nights you're going to get your eyes beat out. But
I didn't know what you were about to say there. But I thought that day off last week.
Effectively. No.
Get your eyes beat out.
That's right. Get your eyes beat out. And you can expect that to happen occasionally when you're playing all young kids. However, you know as well as I do, Jason, you've been around it all your life. If you can keep them out, keep them working, keep them focused, keep them improving, what goes around comes around.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you're going to take some beatings and some lumps early, but you know, if you can keep them out, you can pay people back, you know, on down the road.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with the short term. So, you know, those were two very young football teams. Hey, Coleman's off to a great start, off to, you know, 2-0. They put a thrashing on Edwall, which I felt like Coleman would win, but I didn't know that they would, dominate to the degree that they did. So congratulations to them and to Fairview, George Redding out there at Fairview.
That's right. Holly Pond still in search of a win, Ronnie. Look today.
Yeah. And they played well. I mean, you know, I think they had opportunities at one at Brindley Mountain. That they had some opportunities. And
the last game, Holly Pond won November 2nd, 2012, beat Appalachian 33-14. So a long time without a win. Hopefully they'll get one soon.
Okay, I'm going to give you a trivia question. I think I know the answer, but I might be wrong. But big deal. Who was the head football coach at Holly Pond at their last victory?
I think it was Nate Ayers.
Okay.
Am I right?
I think you're right.
I think I am.
Yeah, that's it.
I wouldn't know that, but Brittany and Laney being good friends.
Yeah.
And Laney being married
to
coach. So.
That's right. Before Nate was Scott Adams, who did a really good job, had some good teams.
I didn't know. I didn't even know he was the coach.
Yes, Scott was the head football coach for, I don't know, 2 or 3, 4 years, something like that.
Just before 4:20, Ronnie will announce our player of the week.
Yeah.
Several standout performances, but I thought one stood out maybe just a little higher than the rest.
Right.
But we'll announce it maybe about 4:15. Going to give out some trivia questions today.
Yeah.
Play a little.
I'm sure I know them all.
Yeah. And like I posted on Facebook, we're not going to do the old-fashioned give out a question and sit and wait on the phone to
ring. Yeah,
okay. And give people a chance to Google. So we live in the day of Google, so we will give a prize, announce a prize. If you want to answer the question, call us, and we'll give you a trivia question. If you miss it, you know, better luck next time. Yeah, you took a shot.
That's
at it,
right. So. That's it.
The number, 737-9505. Anything on your mind today? It's open mic Thursday, going to be covered up again.
Open mic, it's like karaoke, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Ronnie may sing a song before it's over.
I'll sing Neon Moon. How about that? Joe would love that. Who sang Neon Moon?
I have no earthly idea. That was before my time.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Was it the Bellamy?
I was born in 84.
Was it the Bellamy Brothers?
I don't know. I don't even know what Neon Moon is.
You never heard the song
never
Neon,
heard Neon Moon?
Moon?
Sing a little bit of it for me.
Google was my friend. It was Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn, not Bellamy. Well, I was close. It was two guys.
Yeah. That's in country genre, so I would know nothing about that.
I'll pull that up, Jane. Play a little bit of Neon Moon.
Yeah. Really?
Going to play a few 2014 Iron Bowl audio highlights. We'll have the Nick Saban press conference today and a little clip about Will Muschamp, how much difference he will make in the Auburn
Zero.
Defense. And yeah, and go ahead and tell everybody about your favorite coach in Arkansas.
Brett Bielema.
He's
finally, you know, come out of the closet, come clean.
Come out of the closet,
well, I mean,
right.
Yeah. he's come clean under the fact that, I don't have it pulled up right now, but it's basically Brett Bielema acknowledges that he hates Auburn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that now.
The feelings are mutual, I can assure you.
Yeah, Auburn
doesn't
like him.
Because if you remember before he even said this, he is one of my least favorites.
Yes, you never liked him because he always complained about, you know, the hurry up stuff.
And it's just nature, Ronnie, that you're not going to like somebody that thrashes you. And Auburn pretty much thrashed Arkansas.
Well, this past year?
Yeah, 42-21.
Okay.
And it wasn't that close.
Okay, that's getting taken to the woods yet.
Jeremy Johnson.
That's going to change, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
I've already checked my crystal ball. And that's going to change.
He will never beat Auburn.
I knew that. I was just waiting on it.
He will never beat Auburn.
I was waiting on that comment.
I don't care if he coaches at Alabama.
You said you didn't care if he's at Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, because they won't play him. So,
so let's get this on record again. Brett Bielema, the head coach at Arkansas, who Arkansas, as I said last year, would be the most improved team in SEC play, and that's true. They went 6-6, and you laughed at me. They went to a bowl game, and they're even better this year.
Right.
But you're still saying, where do they play Auburn? Do you know that off the top of your head?
At Arkansas. Play them at home.
But you're saying there's no chance.
No chance.
Ever.
Not a snowball's chance.
Ever. Never, ever of beating
not
Auburn.
As long as he's coach.
Okay. We'll see about
that. He don't have it in him.
We'll see about that, just like we'll see about Alabama holding Auburn under 20.
That's not going to happen. Arkansas has got a better chance of beating Auburn than Alabama does holding 20.
No.
That's
going to happen.
Speaking of Auburn, we'll play a clip of Malzahn's journey.
We've already heard from Auburn.
You want to hear that, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've already heard from the Auburn Middle School band trying to tune their horns.
Ronnie, only, I think, 9, it could be 10 now, years ago, Gus Malzahn, coaching high school football. still, I mean,
what a journey in a, I mean, what a long journey in a short period of time.
Right.
You know, 10 years.
You going know, from living in a single wide trailer, as we'll hear, to making over $4 million a year.
Yeah. I bet he's not living in that single wide anymore.
No, I don't know what he lives in, but it's not a single wide
trailer.
You
got that right.
Nothing wrong with a single wide
trailer. No, absolutely not.
But if you're making $4.5 million, odds are you're not living it.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, the player of the week, will announce that in about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, you know, you're talking about somebody living, you know, living in, him not living in a trailer. The same thing could be said. You know, you wouldn't have you wouldn't be living in a $4 million home if you are making $30,000 a year either.
Right.
You know, so it's not a slap at
right. Gus Malzahn wouldn't be living in my house making $4 million a year. I mean, that's
mine
just
either.
A fact of life.
Absolutely.
He's gonna. You could probably set my house
inside his
house
and still get lost.
Yeah.
So I mean, I give Malzahn credit where credit's due. It is a remarkable story that 10 years ago he was coaching high school football. So my
and
hat's
really
off to
came
him.
Out. Really made the college scene because of a quarterback, high school quarterback.
That's right.
Named Mitch Mustang.
That's right.
That he actually followed into college football.
Followed him to Arkansas. Was that not correct?
Yeah, this is a package deal. So.
Exactly. You think there wasn't? There was nothing under the table was there?
No.
So basically, Mitch Mustang is responsible for Gus Malzahn being in college football.
He needs to send him a portion of his check.
You better believe it.
Tithes and offerings.
That's right. You better believe it. That's what talent. That's what if you're fortunate enough to surround you with the right talent at the right time, you can ride them like riding a mule.
That's it
for a long time. And
you're
that's
only
exactly
as good as your talent.
Absolutely, you got that right.
All right, let's announce, Ronnie, the People's Bank, our first People's Bank Player of the Week.
All right, season two.
Yeah, that's right, and we will get a plaque out. I think this year People's Bank may be presenting the plaque with us, actually at a school function or with a paper or something. We'll work that out. But anyway, details to come. And forgive me if I mispronounced the last name, but the player of the week, Coleman High School, Ethan McMahon. And all he done, Ronnie, he's a defensive back at Coleman High School, 15 tackles, picked off a pass for an interception, and then scored a touchdown, ran a 10-yard touchdown run on offense. So, 15 tackles, a interception, and a touchdown playing the offensive side of the ball. So, Ethan McMahon, Coleman High School, our Player of the Week, People's Bank Player of the Week, Week 1.
Yeah, so. Congratulations. That was a great night for Ethan right
that's
there.
That's a year's work for some.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, that's a season for some people. 15 tackles, and he's a defensive back.
Yeah.
Boy, he's coming up here sticking his head in there.
He's getting in there.
Absolutely.
So we'll
that's great.
Talk about, announce it again. If you know Ethan, pass the word on to him.
Right.
We'll be getting with Coleman and getting the plaque to him.
Yeah.
So
congratulations to Ethan.
Next week. And let's remind everybody, I know there are some performances that was right up there with it, maybe on the offensive. And that's one thing, Ronnie. Defense don't get a lot of credit sometimes.
No.
So I'm glad to give this. But one of our requirements
just
is...
Just like Alabama's defense.
Yeah,
it doesn't get much credit either.
They're going to get 60 hung. One of our requirements was...
There won't be four games total that will be 60 hung on them.
Am I not right?
Right.
One of our requirements to win Player of the Week is your team has to win the game.
Yeah.
You don't get Player of the Week and your team lose.
Exactly.
So that narrowed the field considerably, considering there was two teams.
Right.
But, hey, not taking anything away from his performance because it was a standout.
Yeah, it certainly was. So congratulations to Ethan there.
Real quick, before we take a break, Ronnie, going back to the high school scene, let's run over the records to start the year. Coleman, as you already said, 2-0.
Yeah, off to a quick start.
Fairview 1-0. Cold Springs 1-1. West Point 0-1. Hansville, Vimont, Good Hope, and Holly Pond all at 0-1. Started the season with a loss. And so.
Long way to go. Haven't played a region game yet, so you know the games they've played they're all important, but those region games are the ones in most cases are going to get you into the playoffs. It's not these, you know, not these other three other games that you play, unless you end up some way with a bunch of tiebreakers, and I don't know how far down the line you have to get.
Well, those tiebreakers can get complicated.
Oh, it sure can, especially when you got that many. When you got, you know, seven teams in a region, it wasn't quite as bad when you had a 4-team area.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too hard to figure out. I mean, you could do that.
Exactly, that's not too difficult.
Thursday, remind everyone, Thursday, same as usual. Dan the Man and Chris Andrews will join us. Chris will join us about 4:20.
4:20.
Dan at 5, Rex at 5:30. And then a week from today, we will have Representative Jack Williams to fill us in on UAB football. Alvin Bressler will join us a week from today to talk about what Auburn did or didn't do right over the weekend. So.
Right. And then, Jason, and when Jay was in here earlier, I spoke with Stephen DeBoer. I believe that's the way Stephen pronounced his name. He is a teaching PGA pro who is now moved here. He's from Illinois, went to Mississippi State, played college golf there, and now he is a golf instructor at the Coleman Golf Course. They have plans to build them an indoor facility where they can, you know, he can give lessons whether it's raining or whether it isn't.
Wow.
So big things planned there. So here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start lining Stephen up. So if you guys or gals out there enjoy golf and you want to, you know, pick up a tip here or there, a freebie, then tune in. Don't know. That's all I know right now is he's going to join us. Don't know what day, whether it's Tuesday or Thursday, but we'll let you know.
And running, now that you say that, it brings something to my mind. And when credit is due, let's give credit. Let's give credit to the Coleman Park and Recreation for the job that they do. Coleman known
absolutely
pretty much all over the southeast now because of the park and rec here in Coleman, Heritage Park, the events there.
That's right.
I mean, what a job done by park and rec.
Oh, it's phenomenal for a town the size of Coleman, you know, with, I don't know, 14,000 people.
Eighteen thousand
people to have the athletic facilities that this community has. It's really, I don't think it's matched by many cities of 18,000. You know, from your aquatic center down there, as you said, to Heritage Park,
Field of Miracles,
which is just a huge benefit to the community, and could not applaud them more for what they're doing with the Parks and Rec. So, and I think Nathan Anderson may be.
Yeah,
I think Nathan is the park and rec
director
now. He's an old Vimont boy, played for Brandon Payne. So,
and he still made it.
And he still made it in spite of playing for Brandon. So there you go. But and a big thanks before him goes out to John Hunt.
Oh, yeah. Great job.
Great job.
And still doing a great job. All right, 4:19 coming up on 4:20. The number again, 256-737-9505. We're going to go to a quick break and come back, have a little Iron Bowl highlights from 2014. If you got anything on your mind, give us a call. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
That number, if you want to give us a call, 256-737-9505. Sports Talk Live, back in a bit.
Are you ready to take your music to the next level? Need to know how to kickstart your music career? How to get your music published and licensed? And the million-dollar question, how to get your music played on the radio? Baker Productions has the answer to these and many more questions you may have about the music industry. From demos to full production, they have the tools to get your music to the masses. From audio and video studios to copyrights, publishing, and mastering, MP3s to downloads from your website, YouTube, or Facebook page, they have the tools and experience to help get your music on track. See where your music career can lead at Baker Productions, 256-739-0388.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join the band. We just completed our 10th season, having started back in 2005, and currently have around 50 members. Our members range in age from 18 to 85 and come from all walks of life.
When you bundle renters with
the band performs
auto,
at several
you save on
events
both.
Around
and
Coleman,
you can get renters for
such
as
Oktoberfest
and
the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. In fact, the Christmas concert is part of the Coleman Community Concert Association series. We rehearse on Monday nights at the Coleman Middle School Band Room from 6:30 until 8:30. The band season begins after Labor Day and goes through the end of May. We take summers off. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 14. Hope to see you then.
Have you been to your mobile phone carrier store lately? You probably discovered the phones are overpriced and that those same great carriers, well, they're not really ready to help you absorb the cost of that phone anymore. Sounds like a great business opportunity, huh? Well, that's where the folks at Coleman Phone and Tablet have stepped up to the plate. Their business started with simple repairs of smartphones and tablet screens, but due to demand, has recently expanded to carrying a large selection of smartphones. If you're tired of your current model, hey, they'll even make you an offer on it. Next time you need a new phone, you really should check with them first. We do. They're just across from the carrier stores on Cherokee Avenue in the Best Way Shopping Center anyway. I mean, they're right there. You're in the area anyway. Why not stop in and see what they have? Hours 10 to 7, weekdays 10 to 5 on Saturday, and close 12 to 1 for lunch. Or check them out on Facebook. Coleman Phone and Tablet. What would we ever do without them?
If you haven't visited Scissor Salon, what are you waiting for? Walk-ins are always welcome at Scissors. Scissors has a fresh new look and comforts with you in mind. At Scissors, it's all about you. Friendly professional service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, 1/2 mile past the water plant. Just look for the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, 735-3089. 735-3089. That's Scissors.
Tuesday afternoon, Ronnie back with it. And
another beautiful day. Oh, a little warmer today, but a beautiful day.
But the great thing about this weekend, don't matter if you're going to the Alabama game, going to the Auburn game, or you're staying at home watching on the big screen.
That's right.
Air conditioning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Weather will not be a factor for those games.
No. Not unless there's a tornadic activity somewhere.
You have a point. Remember that a few years ago in the SEC basketball tournament in Georgia, wasn't it?
I was almost there. I was watching it on TV.
You was almost there? Yeah, that qualifies you then if you're watching it on TV.
Hey, got a call. Cindy, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Cindy, where is Moolah?
The Wellness and Aquatic Center.
If we had hit it yet, it might have been there.
That's right. Even if we hadn't given a clue.
How are you, Cindy?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Hey, we're great. Doing great.
I am so glad y'all are back on the air.
Well, thank you.
I bet you are.
I was going to send you a message and see if I could file for unemployment.
You're going to need it after you have to fill out that 1099 on the taxes you have to pay.
I missed y'all first.
Well, Cindy, we appreciate it. It was just one of those things that we needed a vacation day, more or less.
That's
so you know how things go, and thankfully everything worked out. Jay, great to work with, and we've got everything ironed out, so planning on going the full season here, and maybe you can take home some more moolah before it's over with.
Yeah, I thought you were pulling a prank on me, because Thursday, you know, I'm used to listening to you.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm just going to see what's on. And I turn on 95.5, and you're on there.
Yeah, that's what we need to start doing, Cindy, is just replaying them. You sit there and listen again, waiting on a clue.
Yeah, I mean, something came up and it said Tuesday. You said Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's a replay.
Absolutely. Hey, are you ready for some college football, Cindy?
Oh, I'm ready. Roll Tide.
There you go.
Give us your prediction.
On
Alabama, the only two games that matter, Alabama, Wisconsin, then Auburn, Louisville.
That's the only two games, only one that matters.
I'm going to go both of them. Alabama wins and Auburn wins.
All right.
I agree.
I think so.
Jason, that
was easy.
I'm sorry, Cindy, what?
I think you're going to be buying Ronnie a steak.
I see. There you go.
I don't think so, Cindy. I hate that you're saying that after solving moolah with one clue.
Yeah, you know, Cindy's on my side, so I got a leg up right off the bat.
Yep, there you go.
It's going to happen, Cindy. It'll kill Jason. It'll kill him.
But anyway, I just wanted to call and say I'm so glad you're back on the air.
Well, thank you. We're
thank
glad
you,
to be back.
Send us a check.
Yeah.
No. I'm waiting on the clue now.
Oh. Okay. That's the way it works.
Hey, stay with us. We're going to give away some meals, and I'm sure you'll probably win one of them. So.
I'll read out.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Roll Tide.
Ronnie, speaking of the four steaks, I've got a clip that I want you to hear, and I want you to count how many field goal attempts. And I'm not playing this because of that. I just want to get everybody the fever of football.
Yeah.
But during this clip, count how many field goal attempts Auburn has in this game.
Okay.
Now, cash these in for touchdowns, and you probably got 60 points.
Well, that could be said of every game.
All right, Jay, take us back.
Could it not? Before
not every game.
Yes, it could.
I was waiting to see if y'all are going to get fired up.
Of course they are. Auburn needs to do away with their field goal kicker and just have somebody else. Don't even have a place kicker because they're going to score a touchdown every time they have the ball.
No, apparently not. They should. We've got a little bit of music, and then we're going to go into 2014.
Malzahn thinks they should score every time.
Yeah. He's probably right. He knows
it's
more
not
about
wrong. Alabama. It's not wrong for thinking it, but
right.
I don't think that's
ever. Alabama secondary. They could.
That has never happened in history of college football or any football.
Right, here we go.
All games matter to the Tide faithful, but this game matters most of all. Power with Yeldon. Touchdown, Alabama.
Alabama on the board first.
Just like it's going to be again. First and often. Spanky like spanking a baby.
Yeah.
Auburn's on the board.
That was a cool goal.
Sam's tight end. 3 of 3. Here's his fourth throw, and he wants the end zone. Cooper got it. Touchdown, Bama.
That may end up being, if he stays healthy, one of the top five receivers in all NFL. Did you see him play the other day?
Alabama is scoring touchdowns. Auburn is kicking field goals.
It's still a one possession game, but eventually, Brian, I don't think you're going to beat the number one ranked team on the road kicking field goals all day. Some of these need to turn into touchdowns. It's turnover.
Marshall. Touchdown, Auburn. Sammy Coates. Yeldon, touchdown, Alabama regains the lead.
At that point in the game, it was 16-14.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep us updated on that.
And I remember this because I was there. So.
Yeah, keep us updated on how this thing turns out.
Touchdown, Sammy Coates.
Sammy Coates.
Even worse than that, I was rooting for Auburn and Melissa was rooting for Alabama, so that made it even worse.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad ride home either way.
Sammy Coates beat earlier on a touchdown. He ran right by the cornerback.
26-21.
Right in time for halftime.
Auburn lead Alabama by 5 here in the Iron Bowl. Touchdown, Auburn. The man with the hot hand is number 14 from Pine View, Georgia.
At this point,
Nick Marshall on fire.
At that point, it was 33-21, Auburn.
Play action.
And I was getting excited.
As time goes, Cooper's wide open. Touchdown, Alabama.
And now Melissa was getting excited.
Yeah, you know, he was never redirected outside by Jonathan Mincy. He got one-on-one with the safety, Jonathan Ford, and on a double move, spun him right around.
Auburn up 6. 33-yarder is good.
Eliminate them potentially. Good.
And now it's 36-27.
Sims going to go deep. Watch Cooper. Cooper's got it. Touchdown, Alabama!
And at that point, rooting for Auburn, my stomach kind of went down my leg.
Sims, who has come back after his third interception. Let's see how he feels about this one. Sims, looking back at number 9, and now he's going to take off. Slips into the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama! Our fourth lead change of this game.
Roll out.
touchdown, White.
It's over.
Blake Sims has had some kind of
White.
20
is that Alabama?
Of 27 for 312 yards. Four touchdowns. Here's Henry swinging wide, breaks free, end zone. That could be the dagger. Alabama already headed to Atlanta for the SEC championship game against Missouri next week. But they're stocking bigger game. Corey Grant dives for the end zone and an Auburn touchdown.
Corey Grant, who once played for the Crimson Tide, this game we knew was very meaningful for him. Great move here late on Geno Smith, diving the football across the plane.
Alabama wins the highest scoring Iron Bowl in history. Alabama now heads to the SEC.
And I believe there were a lot of us who said that was one of the best Iron Bowls of all time.
The best one of all time would have been the kick six.
That's the best play.
We still play that years and years later.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, that one will be around for forever in the history of
that,
Auburn.
You'll never
That'll be the bell cow for Auburn University beating Alabama. I don't think there'll ever be anything for Auburn that will top that.
I don't see how anything could top that.
No. There'll never be a worse nightmare for Nick Saban.
No, that's true. That's true. Does Alabama have one of those cowbell moments against Auburn?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Van Tiffin.
Okay.
Excellent.
1985-ish?
Yeah.
Van Tiffin kicked the
85, 86,
mid-80s.
I can remember seeing it.
Were you down there?
I remember laying on
the
bed.
Were you in Birmingham?
I was watching it on TV, and I was so sick the next day I couldn't go to church.
You cried, didn't you?
No, I didn't cry, but I felt like it.
You cried, didn't you?
But I will say this, right? It don't bother me as bad as it used to.
Your eyes watered.
They teared up.
Teared up. I knew eventually you would come clean there.
Something is buzzing like a chainsaw around here.
That's my phone.
All right, coming up on a break, when we come back, I want to take you now to what is going to be the difference this year. Will Muschamp. We've talked about Will Muschamp. How much difference would he make? He's going to be playing with basically the same players.
That's right. That Alabama hung 55
but
on Auburn. There ain't no buts.
Being a lawyer that I'm not, I want to present the facts of Will Muschamp's history and what kind of defensive coordinator he is.
Just the facts. What's that old show? What is that from?
Evidence will prove.
We'll return.
It's no show. Just the facts.
I don't know.
Dragnet.
That's before my time.
Good grief.
434. We'll be right back with a little Will Muschamp stat. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Tuesday afternoon.
If you'd like to call into Sports Talk Live, do it now. 256-737-9505. Open phones. Sports Talk Live will return in a moment.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today. But this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
Are you ready to take your music to the next level? Need to know how to kickstart your music career, how to get your music published and licensed, and the million-dollar question, how to get your music played on the radio? Baker Productions has the answer to these and many more questions you may have about the music industry. From demos to full production, they have the tools to get your music to the masses. From audio and video studios to copyrights, publishing, and mastering, MP3s to downloads from your website, YouTube, or Facebook page, they have the tools and experience to help get your music on track. See where your music career can lead at Baker Productions, 256-739-0388.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join the band. We just completed our 10th season, having started back in 2005, and currently have around 50 members. Our members range in age from 18 to 85 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. In fact, the Christmas concert is part of the Coleman Community Concert Association series. We rehearse on Monday nights at the Coleman Middle School Band Room from 6:30 until 8:30. The band season begins after Labor Day and goes through the end of May. We take summers off. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 14. Hope to see you then.
.38 back with you, Sports Talk Live, and on the phone we got Big Man Bruce from Cold Springs. Hey, Bruce, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Great. How about you, Bruce?
Y'all doing good. I was just going to tell you, man, I'm glad y'all back on. Y'all do a great job and appreciate what y'all do for, Coleman County sports and, Alabama and Auburn. It's great. Y'all do a great job.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Send checks to payable to.
Money is hunting a check, I'm telling you.
And today. Hey,
he's needing a check.
That's right.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Hey, Bruce, I know what you do for a living. I know you got paid today because today is September the 1st. So you got a check, son.
Already gone.
Hey, Bruce, if you're like I am, that money's spent way before it gets there.
Oh, yeah, it is. Ain't no doubt.
But your life got a little cheaper when you got one married off, didn't it?
Yeah, got a little bit, but, still coming in some. But, got a little bit of a raise, I guess.
Yeah. It'll take a raise to pay for that wedding, though. It'll be a while getting over that.
it was great, though. Enjoyed every minute of it, but it's been great. But I just wanted to holler at y'all and tell y'all do a great job, and enjoy listening to you when I can, and y'all just keep it up.
Hey, Bruce, we appreciate the support.
Thanks,
we're
Bruce.
Glad to be here. We enjoy it, even though I can't get Ronnie to see eye to eye with me. Hey, before you go, hey. Bruce, give us your predictions for this weekend. Give us a score.
I think both teams, Alabama and Auburn, are going to both pull it out this weekend. I think they'll have big games, and I'm just ready for it.
Hey, Bruce, did you?
I think Alabama and Auburn are both get wins this weekend.
Great. Hey, Bruce, did you go to Cold Springs game Friday night?
I did not get to go, but I heard about the game Friday night. They missed a field goal late in the game to win it. But anyway, they said Danville's got some pretty good ball players.
Right.
It was just a pretty much evenly matched game, and. Good ball game, but the Cold Springs missed a field goal late that could have won it. But anyway, that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask Auburn about them field goals.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's all he wants to talk about, Bruce, is field goals. Yeah. I told him, and said, y'all just need to do away with your field goal kicker and, sign another quarterback, sign another running back, and just.
Yeah.
Probably this year we'll be able to.
Huh?
This year we'll be able to.
Yeah. He's sick.
But anyway, guys, I won't keep y'all, but I just wanted to holler at you. And again, y'all promote Pullman County sports, and like y'all do, you know, all the football and basketball and everything that y'all do. Y'all do a great job. And so enjoy listening to you. So
thanks, Bruce. We appreciate the support.
All right, man.
Thanks, Bruce.
See y'all later.
See you, bud. Okay.
All right.
That's a good guy right there.
You won't find anybody say anything bad about that man.
And if they are, they're lying.
That's right. That's right. I've known him all my life, and
I've never heard anybody say that about you or me, though.
No, you never, probably never will.
Yeah, but that's just the opposite. If you hear something good about, saying good about Jason or Ronnie, it's a lie.
All right, Ronnie.
Yes.
I hope Bruce is listening to this part.
Oh, are we on Will Muschamp?
Will Muschamp.
You got a man crush on Will Muschamp?
I do. I've got a man crush on Will Muschamp. I want to show you what difference a coordinator can make. All right, Jay, can you play this clip on Will Muschamp? Listen close, Ronnie.
Is Will Muschamp's potential impact as Auburn's new defensive coordinator overblown? The numbers say no way. I'm Natalie Pierre, and this is your look at the Tigers' biggest offseason move by the numbers. At 43 years old, Muschamp has spent 13 years leading four different defenses for big-time college football programs. Texas, LSU, Auburn, and Florida. In 8 of his 9 years as an SEC coordinator or head coach, Muschamp's defenses have ranked among the nation's top 10 in total defense. His teams were also among the top 15 in the country in scoring defense 7 of those years. At 3 different programs, Muschamp has fielded a defense that's allowed its opponents an average of less than 100 yards rushing per game. In 2012, his Florida defense allowed an average of 94.92 rushing yards each game, which ranks 2nd nationally. 3 years before, his Texas defense allowed a nation-low 73.1 yards on the ground per contest. And most impressive of all, Muschamp's LSU defense led the country in 2003 by allowing just 67 rushing yards per game. Still, the best mark by an SEC team in the 2000s. In 2002, LSU named Muschamp its defensive coordinator, which marked the first time he held that title at a Division I program. In his first year, the Tigers ranked 2nd nationally in pass defense and 8th nationally in total defense. The season before, LSU had ranked 52nd in pass defense, 39th in total defense, and 48th in scoring defense. Now, Muschamp faces a similar challenge to the one he faced when he was first promoted to defensive coordinator in Baton Rouge. Last season, Auburn was 64th in total defense, 62nd in scoring defense, 67th in rushing defense, and 52nd in passing efficiency defense. If the Muschamp effect works half as well as it's worked over the last decade, those numbers should improve dramatically in 2015. At least, Tiger fans hope so. For By the Numbers, I'm Natalie Pierre.
Thanks, Natalie.
Talk about beating the drum.
Hey, Ronnie, you can't argue with those numbers.
Ronnie was awfully quiet during that.
Yeah, not much you could say.
I was throwing up in my mouth.
Let's rerun this. I just happen to have it written down.
I'm shocked. I guess you'll have it framed next week.
2012, 94.92 yards, 2nd in the nation, rushing at Florida.
Yeah.
Texas, 2009, 73.1 yards, led the nation in rush defense. 2003, 67 yards rushing per game.
Where was he?
Led the nation.
Where was he?
LSU.
Okay.
2002, when he took over LSU, they were real close to what Auburn was, in the 50s the year before.
Who was the head coach at LSU?
Do I have to say it?
Yeah, you do.
little man.
Little man.
Little man Nick Saban.
Uh-huh. Do you think Saban had anything to do with that defense as he does now?
Oh, I'm sure he
where
did.
Do you think? Where
I'm
do
sure
you
he did, but was Nick Saban with him at Florida?
Oh, no.
Or at Texas?
No. Where did Muschamp, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm not going to help you.
Cut his teeth. That's the phrase I was looking for. Who did he work with when he was cutting his teeth?
Yeah, he started out with Saban.
That's right.
But he is no longer with
Saban. No, he's not. But as you would hear Muschamp say, he gives Saban a tremendous amount of credit for his success.
And it's kind of like, did you ever watch Kung Fu?
Huh?
Did you ever watch Kung Fu growing up?
David Carradine?
And
yeah.
When he say,
you don't watch him anymore.
When you say, Grasshopper, when you can take the pebble from my hand, it is time for you to leave. And Muschamp took the pebble from his hand.
Yeah.
So it was time for him to leave.
Now Saban gave it to him.
Yeah.
He didn't take it. He gave it to him.
So, I'm not saying Auburn's going to be a top 10 defense.
There's no need to say that because they're not.
But
they'll be better.
I say they will be in the top.
What did they rank this
20,
past year?
25.
Do you have that written down?
They were all in the 60s.
60s. Yeah. You know what? You know where Alabama was ranked?
67.
You know where Alabama was ranked?
No, I don't.
Nationally, where they were ranked?
I don't.
Overall,
I don't know
with everything, they were ranked 12th nationally. Now, here's the difference. And hear me out. Auburn was ranked, as we said, in the mid 60s in all categories. Alabama overall was ranked 12th nationally, which is probably as low as they've been in several years. And who got criticized all the time? As I've criticized them, and you criticized them, and everybody else.
Right.
They got criticized defensively, and they still...
Their secondary was terrible.
They're still 12th in the nation defensively. Isn't that not a big difference in...
Right.
In the two... In the where each program is defensively right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're light years
but I
apart.
Think Auburn is going to make that move.
They'll close the gap.
Yeah.
I agree.
They won't be an Alabama defense this year.
They'll never be. They'll never be.
I don't say that.
No.
Don't say that.
Not consistently. Not year
Auburn's,
after year
Auburn's
after
had
year
years
after year.
That their defense, and you can go back and look at the record, Auburn's had better defenses than Alabama in some years.
Yeah. In some years.
In some years.
Alabama can't be the
like
best
Alabama
in the state
will
every
never
year.
Be. Alabama will never be Auburn offensively as long as Gus is there.
Or as long as Saban's there.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm saying year in, year out, Auburn will never be able to match Alabama defensively. Ever.
Ever is a long time.
Well,
you are smoking a reefer.
Well, you said Arkansas would never beat Auburn.
We're talking about Arkansas. I didn't say Arkansas would never beat Auburn.
So you're comparing.
I said Brett Bielema would never beat Auburn.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, I did. As long as he's at Arkansas, Arkansas will never beat Auburn.
If Nick Saban goes to Arkansas, does Arkansas beat Auburn?
Yeah, good chance.
Absolutely.
Good chance.
That year.
No. Oh, no. No, you give Saban way too much credit. You put Saban.
How can you not? It's the most dominant program since 2009.
Yeah, he's at Alabama.
Which is right. Where else does he need to be?
You take an average, above average coach, put him in Alabama, and he's going to win more than he loses. Yes.
Oh, but you're not going to get to stay.
Alabama's going to get the players because they're Alabama.
You're not going to get to stay there if you just win more than you lose.
No, that's done been proven.
You have to win many more than you lose, or you don't get to stay.
But I'm saying that, and it's 4:49, about to go to a break. I'm saying you take an SEC West coach, put him at Alabama, he's going to be successful.
Not as successful.
I don't know.
No.
4:49, the number, 737-9505. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Is Nick Saban the second coming or just another football coach?
Oh.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Governor Bentley calling a special session next week to try once again to pass a state budget. He says he wants lawmakers back in Montgomery September 8th try to find $300 million to plug the hole in the state's general fund budget. The second special session is needed after the regular session and first special session ended in a stalemate over proposed solutions. A Huffman High School football player charged with murder of another teen. 16-year-old Robert Clark being charged as an adult. He's accused of gunning down 16-year-old Cameron Cameron Tolles at an apartment complex in Birmingham. Authorities say their friendship dissolved after an argument on Facebook concerning girls. Clark is behind bars without bond. The FBI adding more reward money in the search for Kevin Lamont Carter, $50,000 for information leading to his arrest. Carter is wanted in connection with the murder of his girlfriend in Selma. She was killed one day after Carter was released from prison after serving an 18-month sentence for rape. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Tuscaloosa police released numerous photos they say will be key in identifying a man who attacked a UA student. The white Toyota FJ Cruiser caught on surveillance video, and in that video, a woman is seen talking to the man inside. Cops want to talk to her to see if she may have been a potential victim.
We believe this vehicle and the person did frequent the strip area and bar area on a regular basis on weekends, and believe that he did come in contact with numerous female co-eds and citizens.
Lieutenant Kip Hart says the vehicle's roof's missing, the Toyota's got blacked out rims, and that should help them track down the suspect, who is described as white, in his 20s, about 185 pounds, 6 feet tall, with brown hair and eyes. A federal appeals court says Shelby County cannot recover $2 million in attorney fees from the U.S. government in a case that nullified a key part of the Voting Rights Act. The county had said they won the Supreme Court decision, and that should allow them reimbursement for lawyer fees. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN. In sports, Auburn receiver Myron Burton Jr. no longer with the team. He was the offensive MVP of the Tigers' A-Day game. Coach Gus Malzahn says the departure was a mutual decision, and he wishes Burton the best. Says the Tigers will move receivers among three main spots to compensate for the change. Burton was expected to contribute this season. He caught 7 passes for 124 yards and a touchdown in the spring scrimmage. Alabama Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban says he's confident in Jake Coker, Cooper Bateman, and Alec Morris, and in the QB slot, it's possible he'll play one more.
There's been a lot of people have success playing two quarterbacks, especially if they have a little different style, which a couple of our guys do have a different style.
And UAB football supporters meet today's deadline with $2.3 million towards funding football at the university. The next deadline, January 1st. Fundraising committee says they'll need a total of $4.5 million in cash to pay for facility upgrades and a new stadium. Head coach Bill Clark expected to get a contract extension. He's in negotiations with the university. Angie Norvell, ARN Sports.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
.453 back with you, and running we the long distance call of the day.
The old milkman.
The old milkman, number 22, Eddie. Good to hear from you. Welcome back to Sports Talk Live.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Eddie, what's happening, man?
You know, you're the train coming by the house in West Virginia. That's about all.
Is it got? I guess it's got coal on it, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does. I'm not even sure. It comes by about every 20 minutes. So, you know, I don't know what all. I know the... Yeah, it's live for us, especially about 4 a.m. when he blows that horn.
Hey, Eddie, you will get used to that. I lived beside a train track for a little while one time, and the first couple of times it went by, I sat up in the bed and thought the world was coming to end, but then got to where it didn't even wake me up. So.
I know. I need to get there. So what's going on?
Oh, it's just
Alabama that you've been having this week.
Yeah, you know, there's a few things going on down here that's kind of important, but Jason has fessed up that he has a man crush on Will Muschamp.
That's Ronnie's words, Eddie.
That's my words, but it's pretty obvious.
A man crush on Will, well, you know, he does have a good little grimace on his face, you know. he is kind of cute when he makes that expression, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Jason's got a crush on anybody besides Ellis Johnson right now, Ronnie. Come on.
That's
you
right.
You said that right.
He just does not matter. That's right. He just played a clip giving all these stats about when Muschamp was the defensive coordinator at LSU and Texas and these other places, how dominant they were, you know. That.
Yeah, we had a pretty good head coacher at LSU, too.
Little man wasn't with him at Texas or Florida, Eddie.
Hey, Ronnie, the news of the day, though, is I saw where Auburn was number one in grammar.
Really?
See that?
No, I haven't seen that.
The fans.
Number one in grammar.
I did see that. Jeffrey sent me that. Eddie, and we'll be glad to work with some of the Alabama people anytime.
Well, you know, I figured with Nick Marshall, I could understand how you guys were number one. Yeah. I mean, that makes total, absolute sense. First, I couldn't really understand, and then I was like, wait a minute, Nick Marshall, that's how they became number one in grammar down there on the plane.
Now, hey, everybody's got to have one.
You're talking about butchering the English language, all right? That's what they're number one in, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
It's not in proper pronunciation, is it?
So I'm not sure what is. What is going to win this weekend, guys?
I think they both win, Alabama and Auburn. I think they win by double digits.
Do you?
I hope you're right, because that means both of them cover.
So, for entertainment purposes.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the Louisville got, Jason? They got anything?
They're supposed to be good defensively. Offensively, they're supposed to be down, but they're supposed to have one of the better defenses in the ACC, but... You know, that's a whole different defense than the SEC, so I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Roddy, what did you think about the quarterback situation down at Bama? Did it surprise you?
It seems to be something different every day.
It's like last year.
Yeah.
You know, kind of going through the same thing.
But
I think the defense is going to be better.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to get through to Jason.
They've got
to
be, Eddie.
Because they got to be better, and that's what we were talking about before you came on with us. You know, and I've been butchering them too, and kind of giving them a hard time. Alabama defensively, and they weren't great by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
however,
they
still rank 12th nationally. I mean, that's the standard that they have set. And
I know, but really, truly, and you guys, we can agree on this. Don't we think the West was really overrated last year? We didn't believe that, but wasn't it?
I believe it was.
I agree with you. I hate to, but. I think it kind of played out that way, you know.
I think we saw in the bowl season that the West was very overrated.
Right. And, you know, you remember hearing this mess from some of them, maybe some of the SEC West, that, well, if they're in Alabama, I'll put them at the top. Well, if they're not playing for the national championship, you know, they just don't get up for the games. I don't know. To me, that's a bunch of bull.
I mean, look how bad, you know, Auburn got beat in the bowl. I mean, by seeing Alabama's playing.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. Alabama better find them some defensive backs. That front seven is going to be hard to beat, Roddy, but I'm still a little bit afraid of that back four.
I agree with you. I think they're going to be much better. I think talent-wise they're better. You know, and they got the guy that came in from the NFL. They say he's doing a remarkable job there. So, I think they'll be a lot better, and it's certainly going to help them that they're so strong. You know, their front seven is so good.
Right, and offensively, Bama better not get a running back hurt. That's all I can say.
Oh, they're thin there, aren't they? Terribly thin.
If they get one hurt, I think it might be a longer season. I still think we're probably going to lose two or three.
I agree. Just because of the difficulty of the schedule. You know, now, when we picked our games, you know, I only picked them to lose one. That was to Georgia, but, you know, theoretically, with that schedule, if they were able to run through that when I only have one loss, that would be remarkable.
I know. And LSU,
I'm glad this is
recorded. LSU's going to be pretty decent.
Yes, they are. Yep.
You know.
And how many do you think Auburn's going to lose? Six? Eight?
I think 10? You know, like I always say, the 3 or 5, the last 8. I do think they'll improve to at least, you know, 7-win team this year.
Right.
But I think they're... Jason, I don't know. You putting too much pressure on this kid?
Hey, I don't know. I think he can handle it, Eddie. I think he's the real deal. Now, I don't think he's a Heisman, but I think he's the real deal.
I mean, it's the next coming of Cam. That's all you read.
Yeah, I believe
that's
it is.
Right. Hey, Eddie, what's this stuff? You know, you hear that Gus came out and said they should have hung 60 on Alabama and because they had to kick some field goals. And, of course, Jason, he's gone wild with that, you know. That Auburn should have, you know, instead of kicking 4 or 5 field goals, they should have scored a touchdown every time and scored 60 or 80.
I guess he could have. Why didn't he go for it then?
I don't know.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
That's right.
You know,
hey, Eddie, I want to invite you up at the end of the season to eat steak, though.
Well, you're going to be buying. Well, remember, you got to take Ronnie and the Bama Bug. You
know,
that's right.
Ronnie will be buying the steaks. No way Alabama holds Auburn under 20. And I'll take 4 steaks with you, too, if you want to go.
And you're going to take Auburn what?
There's no way. Ronnie bet me four state dinners that Alabama would hold Auburn to 20 points or less this year.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
That means Ronnie.
Eddie's crawfishing. Eddie's crawfishing.
He don't want to say.
That's hard, you know, just because that sissy bottle, Ronnie, they're going to get 20 just by accident.
that sissy ball that Saban is trying to play now.
Back to the kicker, let him throw the ball.
Yeah, that's right. Like playing in the backyard.
So, you know, that's just kind of hard. But that year they were so bad down there with Gus, that first year they scored over 20.
Yeah.
Defense we had been.
Yeah. I'm sticking with it, though. I wouldn't change my mind. I don't care if everyone got hurt.
That sissy ball, is that the same kind of ball that Saban is recruiting, has already said that he is recruiting to play now, that the game has changed?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, he has said that.
When did you say that?
That was back probably early spring.
I thought he said he was going to go back to the rail a little bit more.
No, he has said, and we can, it'll take a lot of digging, but
quote,
we can find it.
And you quote.
Yeah. That they have had to change their recruiting to play the type of game that's being played now.
Well, he has to, Jason.
Because he's getting his tail kicked.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
Did you hear, Jason? He's got to change because he's getting his tail kicked. And they went, 12-2 last year?
What was he going to do there? No, we're not going to recruit to play this season. No, he's got to recruit some hybrid players. He didn't say offensively, did he?
Well, that's the way I took it.
Well, of course
you
did. You don't have a slam
at all. Eddie, who was it last year that came out no huddle?
Did they cried about Auburn playing
too fast. They're playing too fast. They're playing too fast.
No, they were not playing fast last year. They came out no huddle because Sims didn't know how to get the huddle. That wasn't too fast. It's because we weren't smart enough to go in the huddle, I don't believe. Yeah, so I don't know. That's Kiffin. I think Kiffin did play a little bit too open, though, to be honest with you, to my liking. I thought he did a great job with what he had, but I think we'd play Ohio State a better game if we'd run the ball a little bit.
I agree with you there, Eddie. Hey, did you happen to see any of Oakland, the Raiders, play the other night?
I drafted Trent Richardson. I look real good.
Yeah.
I'm a fantasy draft. I need to set draft
today. I saw where he got cut, too.
Well, that was after about 20 ice milks in about the 15th round.
I got you.
So,
yeah. Do you think anybody will pick him up, or do you think he's done?
I think he's done.
I do, too. I hate to, you know,
somebody's desperate. They're not going to pay him.
Right. And I thought, you know, coming out of Alabama, he was going to take the NFL by storm. But
well, I told my boss today, we share an office. I said I would have bet money he would have been the best out of the three, him or Ingram or Lacey.
Oh, no question. I don't know what's happened.
Strongest, you know. I was telling you, remember he was like one of the strongest guy on the team.
Yes, an absolute phenom. But I hated it.
But that receiver's not too bad though.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you see Cooper? I tell you, if he can stay healthy, he's a top five NFL receiver.
Through a career, he really is. He's amazing. What about Artie Payne, Jason? You gonna do his thing?
Jason's playing.
I'm entertaining myself during all this Alabama talk, Eddie.
Jason, that's when I came back to you. Is Artie Payne gonna do anything? I told the guy to draft him. We had to even write him in on the draft the other night. I still think he's gonna play.
You drafted Artie Payne?
No, I had somebody else draft.
Oh.
I started to draft Cam Newton, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I just would have cussed my team too much and probably would have won a game.
I don't know. Cam either going to light you up or he's going to be your worst nightmare. So.
Well, he did get Norwood today, didn't he? So Norwood can go up high to catch a ball. If you jump about 8 feet, you catch Cam's throws.
Yeah, that's true.
And Norwood could go up for AJ, so maybe he can get up a little higher.
Of course, in Cam's defense, they did trade 90% of anybody that could catch a ball. So.
And the other one got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough. It's a tough game. Tough game.
Hey.
Well, give me the score, guys. I know you guys are busy.
I'm Alabama, Wisconsin. It's going to be 35-20.
Okay. Auburn?
Auburn will win 6-3.
The quarterback
goes, no, no.
Wait a minute, Gus don't go for field goals. If they score 6, and his last 3-5. His 3-5 is last 8 games. Buddy, I could have hung 60.
That's right. Exactly. Gus has been drinking the milk.
He's been down there in that ice. He's been drinking ice milk.
Hey, yes, sir. He's been down to the Meta Gold.
Hey, but I bet he said it with proper grammar.
Eddie, here it is. Alabama won't cover, and Auburn will be lucky to cover. I'm going to say 21-13 Alabama.
Okay, Auburn?
Auburn 31-21.
Okay, I'm going to do 28-21 Auburn, 35-10 Bama.
35-10.
I like that. Are you saying the what now? Was Louisville's offense not good, or their defense not good?
Their offense, they're not supposed to be as good offense. For
but how many are they going to score?
Good, but
how many are they scoring against Auburn then? How many you got?
About 20.
So that means Alabama should score 60
no,
to 80.
Alabama won't be no better than Louisville.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, not offense.
Most camps defense. He recruited a lot of players. They're going to come in and start.
Yeah, he's got Cowart
down there last year.
Yeah, he's got Cowart.
That's the one that carries around the doll.
Right, the Chucky doll.
Where's his talent come from? Did he just recruit a bunch of freshman defense players?
No, he's got.
They didn't have talent last year.
They got talent. You just got to know how to use them, buddy.
Talent. Hold on. You told me last year I had no talent.
No, I said we didn't have a defensive coordinator. We had decent talent. We didn't have the talent Alabama's got, but we had decent. And then Carl Lawson will be back this year. No, Carl Lawson will be back. Number one pass rusher.
Walks in and goes, I'm here. I'm with
Eddie, you're not listening to anything I say.
I think Alabama. How many did Alabama hang on Florida?
Typical Alabama fan.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Ask a question.
As many as they want. As many as they wanted to.
You know, the problem is right now, Ronnie, Jason, I can't argue on Facebook because we're so pissed off about politics. We don't mention football right now.
Yeah, it is more serious.
Oh, man.
I know. We're not even talking about it. But, okay. Well, all right, guys. Well, hey, I'm glad you guys are back on. I know the town's better for it. I know everybody enjoys it. So
appreciate it, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. Hey, man.
I'm sure we'll talk to you either Thursday, but we'll definitely talk next Tuesday if Alabama wins.
Roll Tide. Hey, when you're back around, let us know, okay?
I'll be in this weekend. You'll see the Bama bug flying.
Hey, I hear you, man.
Thank the Lord.
I hear you, Eddie.
House. All right, Eddie.
Stay safe, Eddie.
All right,
guys. All right, the milkman calling from West Virginia.
That's right.
So he will get our long distance call of the day award more than likely. So.
Oh man, oh Eddie.
And apparently, that rung a bell in my wife's mind because she just sent me a text and said, we do need a gallon of milk. So, not talking about the same kind of milk that
they were drinking. Okay, okay. I was going to say.
We're actually needing some cow milk. So.
which means you're going to be stopping and getting it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just common everyday. And then where did your cash go? Where'd all that money go?
Might need some onions and some cucumbers.
Oh, the list will grow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's just part of being a husband.
That's exactly right. You got it.
All right. 509. And before we go to our next break, we've got time for this. And this is going to be enjoyable.
You've been working on this today.
Right. I started on this last night at 1:30.
So. A man can do that when he owns his own business.
That's right. Speaking of Gus Malzahn, love him, hate him, you got to respect the journey he's made 10 years ago, 9 years ago in high school football. As we said, now making over $4 million a year coaching Auburn.
Yeah.
So Jay is going to cue up the ESPN special, Gus Malzahn's journey.
Meticulous. Driven. And big ideas and big plans, even back then.
Maybe years down the line, this will be a positive experience.
He's a fun guy to be around, but he's a little bit paranoid.
Catch it in front of you, not off the side. 1 yard outside, you're a yard too wide.
He sees details like no one I've ever been around in my life.
It's going to take guys like you making sure them other guys raise the level now.
He always ties back to his roots.
before there were football miracles.
Auburn's going to win the football game!
And sonic booms.
Gus Malzahn from Auburn University.
And National Coach of the Year awards. There was obscurity. And an unusual starter home.
Yeah, single wide trailer right there on the interstate.
So the head coach at Auburn used to live in a single wide.
Yeah, helps you appreciate things. Had two kids and two dogs and didn't bother me a bit.
This is where then 26-year-old Gus Malzahn's head coaching career began, in Hughes, Arkansas.
Here you had to wash clothes, you had to cut the football field, you had to put 4-inch irrigation pipe out, you know, to water the field, and to drive the buses to the game. A lot of hard work. I taught 5 classes of 7th grade world geography. That first year I may have learned more than the 7th graders. There was times probably maybe when they were taking a test I would start, you know, drawing up a few plays or something like that.
Malzahn won games at Hughes and he also won admirers. In 1996, he got a call from the athletic director at a small private school near Fayetteville. The athletic director was Jimmy Dykes, who would later become an ESPN college basketball analyst. Dykes needed to hire a new football coach at Shiloh Christian School.
I made it my mind as soon as the interview was over. When he left, I knew that he was my guy. And I remember him saying, I won't let you down.
The first game was pretty bad. I recorded back, I think I got sacked 8 times. And that's all I remember is running for my life. Coach Malzahn was probably thinking, what in the world have I got myself into?
We were getting drilled. I think it was about 36-0 at the time. One of our vocal fans hollered above the crowd.
They said, way to hire a coach, Jimmy. I remember it like it was yesterday. And you know what? At the time, I agreed with him. It was ugly.
At the time, I was thinking, in time, you will change how you feel about the coach that I hired.
The coach that he hired eventually won back-to-back state titles.
Single coverage touchdown, Shiloh.
Shiloh Christian is where Malzahn unveiled his now famous hurry-up offense and where the legend began to grow.
Touchdown, Shiloh!
And there would be games that it was standing room only. And to see Shiloh Christian trot, you know, 30 guys out there, that's all we would suit up. You look across, taking on a 7-8 team that dressed out 85 or 90. The game was over. The team with 33 beat the team with 90.
And the teams with 90 eventually hired Malzahn away. He perfected his no-huddle offense at Springdale High School, where he won another state championship. Malzahn was consumed by football. Almost nothing else mattered, including his vehicle choices.
The red Gremlin? It was embarrassing. Didn't take care of it probably like I should have. I didn't have time to worry about that. They put the car for sale, and the car was traded for a fax machine.
From a place you can barely find on a state map to the capital of the college football world. This has been Gus Malzahn's football journey.
8 years ago, folks, he was just a high school football coach in Arkansas. Now, he was good and great at what he did, and it's rewarded him. But he's just Gus.
It's almost surreal. Now, I can remember standing beside him on the sidelines, and we were getting smoked by the Prairie Grove Tigers, and now he has the Auburn Tigers in the BCS title game.
All right, that's the story of Gus, Runny. You've been down that road having to do all those things.
Absolutely.
And you got to respect that journey.
No question. And as much as we argue and banter back and forth, it's all, you know, it's just all, it's all in fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that we take home, you know, hurtful feelings over this. And I have to give Gus Malzahn credit where credit's due. As you said, 10 years ago, he's a coach in high school. And, you know, some of the things they mentioned there about what he had to do, he did all the washing, cleaning up the field house, mowing the field. You know, if a water line burst, you know, he's the one out digging it up.
He's
so
the plumber.
That's right. Get the water going again so they can keep water on the fields, drives the bus. That's what most people don't understand is what high school coaches, or a lot of them, have to, not all of them, certainly.
Right.
You know, your larger schools, you know, some of those things are handled for you, but maybe your smaller schools with, you know, less funds or less coaches and those kind of things, they have to do that stuff themselves. And people just don't understand that, you know, just when the team runs out there on Friday and their uniforms are, you know, nice and clean and their helmets are shiny, those things don't happen just by chance. That's because right. the head coach or the coaches have been in there washing uniforms after the game is over.
That's it.
You know, and mowing the field.
They're the housekeeper, the lineman, the plumber, the bus driver.
Exactly. And on top of that, just like what Gus said, he taught five classes.
Right.
You know, so at 3 o'clock, coaches' days are half over.
And as bad as it is, to a lot of kids, they're also the only discipline those kids
no
have
question.
In their life.
And even more so now.
Right.
That, you know, then when we were growing up, they just play such a huge role and such a huge factor. Not just football coaches, coaches in general of anything play such a huge role in developing young men and young women and learning life lessons. You know, that if you're willing to put forth the effort, if you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to do the right things, and you know, during the school day, and do the right things when you're out and nobody's going to know the difference, they'll pay off for you in the future in a good way. And you know, again, our coaches just don't get the credit that they're due. You know, even at the local high schools, you know, people start immediately complaining when you're not winning.
Oh yeah.
You know, and everybody wants to win, but there's also a fact. Every time you play, somebody is going to win and somebody's going to lose. But again, you know, Gus mentioned teaching five classes and then going and coaching. You know, I mean, it's a very difficult job for very little usually.
And it's
paid.
Why a lot of places having trouble getting coaches now.
Absolutely. Look around, you know, look around in Cullman County, maybe even in Cullman City, and see how many volunteer coaches you have.
Right.
Because they can't get, you know, paid school employees to do it anymore.
Well, any trivia question up for grab? Got about 3 minutes. Go to a break. If nobody calls before the break, somebody call after it, and we'll throw a trivia question out. Good for a meal at maybe Logan's.
Maybe.
Okay. Your choice. Logan's. We'll have to buy the gift card.
Oh, I got you.
And put it in the mail to them, or they can come by and pick it up.
Uh-huh.
But say a $20 gift card to your choice.
Hey, can't beat that.
Logan's, Ruby Tuesday, wherever you want to go.
You know, I bet you 20 Cindy calls.
Then if she calls,
and she
she's eligible for this.
Absolutely. This is for anybody.
Not going to give the question out until someone calls, though, because of Google. So
you can find anything out. You don't need to know how to do anything anymore. You just need to know how to find
it. Oh, yeah. If you can Google, you can do anything.
There you go.
All right, the music's playing means it's time for a break. We come back, we'll hear a little bit from the red and white, or the crimson and white, should I say. Hear a little Nick Saban coming up. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 5:18 on a Tuesday afternoon.
Give us a call. Open phone lines, 256-737-9505. Sports Talk Live will be back in just a moment.
Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today. But this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
Have you been to your mobile phone carrier store lately? You probably discovered the phones are overpriced and that those same great carriers, well, they're not really ready to help you absorb the cost of that phone anymore. Sounds like a great business opportunity, huh? Well, that's where the folks at Coleman Phone and Tablet have stepped up to the plate. Their business started with simple repairs of smartphones and tablet screens, but due to demand, has recently expanded to carrying a large selection of smartphones. If you're tired of your current model, hey, they'll even make you an offer on it. Next time you need a new phone, you really should check with them first. We do. They're just across from the carrier stores on Cherokee Avenue in the Best Way Shopping Center anyway. I mean, they're right there. You're in the area anyway. Why not stop in and see what they have? Hours 10 to 7, weekdays 10 to 5 on Saturday, and close 12 to 1 for lunch. Or check them out on Facebook. Coleman Phone and Tablet. What would we ever do without them?
If you haven't visited Scissors Salon, what are you waiting for? Walk-ins are always welcome at Scissors. Scissors has a fresh new look and comforts with you in mind. At Scissors, it's all about you. Friendly professional service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, 1/2 mile past the water plant. Just look for the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, 735-3089. 735-3089. That's Scissors.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
All right, back with you, 522. And again, the number is 737-9505. If you want to try to answer a trivia question of our choice, give us a call. And as bad as I hate to do it, in fair game, we're going to have to let the Crimson and White have their opportunity. So, Ronnie, tell us what's in store.
What's in store for what?
Our little man.
Well,
little man, little man standing on some books behind the podium.
Yeah, we got his. We're going to play the press conference, the August 27th press conference, where you know Saban is talking about the practice and you know everything that's going on with Alabama. I haven't listened to all of it. I don't know if he probably addresses somewhat of the quarterback situation, but. Again, you know, it's just typical Nick Saban things. You know, he talks for 10 minutes, but he really doesn't, you know, really doesn't tell you a whole lot, give you a whole lot of information there. But, you know, bottom line is, they will trot somebody out there at quarterback come Saturday. And as far as I'm concerned, Jason, it really doesn't matter if it's Coker, if it's, you know, Cooper Bateman, if it's Cornwell or Alec Morris. Or Blake Barnett, they're going to do what they do, and they're not based on having to have a you know Heisman Trophy candidate style of quarterback for them to be successful. That's just the facts. They don't have to have it. Now, granted, they'd love to have a Heisman winner, you know, at quarterback, but they don't have to have it to be successful. They're immensely talented. On both sides of the ball, and I think, and I mean, I don't think that's anything that you or I, either one, would disagree about. If we're simply looking at their past recruiting classes, defensively, I think they're going to be.
Hey, and speaking of talent,
yeah,
I want to break this news.
Yeah,
everybody's already heard it.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Auburn.
I just heard it,
and the name has left me now. And I just told you what the name was, and now it has left me. But Auburn losing a receiver that would be playing opposite of Duke Williams. I cannot think his name, but we'll get it during the press conference. Mutual agreement, which means more than likely.
And he was, did you not say he was the MVP of their spring game?
Of the spring game.
So a quality player who has left the Plains.
Apparently didn't like his playing time or something.
Didn't like something.
And I guess he was told, if you don't like it, you know, you can go elsewhere.
Hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, don't come
go back.
But, again, Ronnie, anybody that wants to call, and the phone ringing now, during the press conference, call, we'll stop it.
And then we'll ask the question.
Right.
But we may not have to deal with that.
Right. We may get it out of the way right now.
That's right. May give it away right now.
And we've not even done moolah today.
No.
We're covered.
Absolutely.
All right, we've got Sandy from Dodge City. Sandy, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey, Jason, I just wanted to call in and say I'm so glad y'all's back on the air and everything's going good.
Thank you. We are glad to be back. That one day vacation didn't hurt us any, so.
But I have missed y'all, so I just wanted to call in and let y'all know.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it and appreciate the support. Just stay with us, and we're not professionals, but we enjoy it.
Okay, hey, I can try for that trivia
question. There you go.
All right, Ronnie will shoot it to you.
All right. Okay. Here, you ready, Sandy?
Yeah.
Is it the one you told me about?
Yeah, and you're going to have like 10, 15 seconds to answer this, so you can't Google it.
What is the average speed of the roll that's thrown at you at Logan's? And I did not mention the roll at Lambert's. We're talking. No, that's not it.
All right, are you ready, Sandy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, name the four teams that was in the playoffs, the football playoffs last year for the national championship. Go.
I can't even think right now.
2005, 2006, 2007, 2008. I don't know, y'all.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Hey, don't feel bad, Sandy, because Jason, he asked me that question a while ago, and I think I got two of them. You know, you're just not ready for it, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, and before anybody else calls, let's get that out of the way. That question's gone now.
That's
so
right.
It was Alabama, Ohio State, Florida State, and Oregon. There was no buzzer. That is correct.
That's correct.
Does that mean I still get the gift card because y'all gave me the answer?
No. Good try.
I'm teasing.
All right.
Thanks,
y'all,
Sandy.
Have a good night.
You Thank too. You, Sandy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did she say Roll Tide?
I don't think she did.
I think she did.
I didn't hear it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Again, if you want to take a trivia question, give us a call, 737-9505. Until then, Nick Saban, press conference.
How's everybody today?
Really good, Nick. Thanks for asking.
Well, you know, we had a really good practice today. It was spirited and try to make a lot of game-like situations out there. And, you know, one of the goals for practice this week is take, you know, three early opponents and take a little bit of time on them each day, and then about half the practice to continue to work on fundamental improvements, you know, for our team and evaluate the players that we have because, you know, starting tomorrow, we'll have to pretty much decide, all right, who are we going to coach, who are we going to invest our time in.
All right, we're going to take a break. We've got Sheila on the line. Sheila, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm still a little hoarse, but
oh, you must have been at the football game.
Well, I'm sick, and then Cooper scored three touchdowns Saturday, of course.
Oh. That'll do it every time.
He has three touchdowns. That's
wow.
Oh, that's impressive.
Send him to Auburn. Auburn needs some touchdowns instead of field goals.
I hope he goes to Auburn, but I'd follow him anywhere, you know.
Oh, yeah. You might even yell Roll Tide if he went to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just yelled, go Cooper. I'm glad y'all guys are back up.
Thank you. We're glad to be back. So.
Really enjoy it.
Hey, Shelly, do you want to take a stab at a trivia question?
Oh, my gosh, sure. I won't know it, but go ahead. I did know the last one.
Oh, well, there you go.
So you should have been on the phone.
Please beat me.
Here it goes.
Okay.
Name, Ronnie's going to count it down. Name the starting quarterback for Alabama and Auburn last season.
Last season?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to draw a total blank. Is that not terrible?
Three.
Four. Five.
And the counting makes
six,
it worse.
It just don't count because I'm totally blind.
Eight.
I know I'm
eight.
Eight.
Nine.
Counting. I thought she was going to ask this year, and I'm like,
man.
Who was it?
All right. Auburn, Nick Marshall. Alabama, Blake Sims.
Did Nick Marshall start the first?
Yeah.
First game?
I don't know about the first game, but he started the season when he wasn't smoking.
Isn't that terrible how you know names, but you just totally go blank?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I did it a while ago, too, when Jason asked me. It's not as simple as you think it is.
No, well, I mean, I knew that. I did know those four teams, so that was
but
exactly.
Yeah, we had a heartbreaker at school Friday night, yeah.
Now tell us about it.
It was heartbreaker. Listen, if we didn't have any timeouts, we had timeouts. This kid is a great kicker. It was about 35 yards out again. 28 yard line, so that's about what, 35?
Yep. Well, from 28 being 38.
Yeah.
It would have been good distance-wise from another 15 yards, but it just went barely right. Time ran out.
And that kick's not a gimme for college players. So.
But he is really good, Jason. I can't think of his name. I wish I could think of his name. Good kicker. I did not know this, but I think our 4A's still, right?
Danville.
Yeah.
They've toggled back and forth. At one time they have been 4A and then they've been back down at 3A. So I'm not sure exactly where they are now, Sheila.
We just had a couple. We just didn't have far. They had some big guys. Though. We're all, like I said, we're pretty much little, you know.
Yeah.
Just 5 feet, but we'll see about Southeastern. I don't even know where that's at.
That's Blount County. That's the county it's in. I don't know exactly where it's located, but that's Blount County.
Is that like a long time school?
No, it hasn't been. I think it's a couple of schools that were consolidated. So I don't think, I'm going to say maybe 5 years or so, something like that, 5 to 8 years.
See, it's hard to go, when you go in, you don't know anything about a team, it's sort of.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But I think Cold Springs will get them.
Yeah, I think we'll do okay. It was just one of the games where you just couldn't get, get it together, couldn't get going. But they played hard, they played tough. So.
Right. You have those nights, where you just...
We'll come back.
Yeah, it's early. It's still early in the season.
My scores for the game.
Yeah, let them roll.
I'll be close, because Brett can never guess. Alabama will be, I hate to say this, but I think Alabama will be like... 38-10.
Oh, I love the sound of that. That's music to my ears.
I think Auburn will be...
losing.
Listen, Eddie.
I know. I'm going to say... let's see.
35-7.
Yep.
If Auburn holds anybody to 7 this year, I'll be happy.
They will.
All right. I'm going to write that down.
And the next week when we play Mr. Eddie's little team that he was so proud Auburn played, and they got lots of money off of it,
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, because I'm always nice, Jason. You know that.
Right.
But I hope we beat them 50 points, because I'm so tired.
Sheila, you better hope, me and you both better hope that ball game is not close.
he got on there and just bragged on Auburn, because, their school gets it's tons of money for that.
Oh, yeah. You gotta appreciate Auburn for playing the in-state team, something that Alabama won't do.
And you take the chance that if you lose, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And crazier things have happened.
But he's been really mean this year.
Look at who's elected as our president. I had to throw that one on Sheila.
Throw a zinger in there.
Me and Sheila goes back and forth on this.
Oh, yeah.
Politics.
Okay.
You know what, Jason? My new motto is, and I'm going to hold myself to this.
What's
no
that?
More political comments for me on Facebook.
I'll believe it when I see it, Sheila.
Now, listen, Jason, I never have said anybody I voted for, have I? Never.
No, you haven't.
And people come on there and say, well, you voted for someone. I never said I voted for them.
No,
I'm very careful about that.
That's right. Hey,
I'm just
say who you vote for and be proud of it. Just be proud you can vote.
That's
who
right.
Who you vote for this time, though?
That's true.
it's awful. If Donald Trump gets president, I am moving. I will say that.
Sheila, I'll be bringing you some boxes, because it's not, it's looking, and I'm not a Donald Trump fan anymore, but.
Jason, he'll keep messing up over and over. He'll get worse.
But the more he messes up, the higher he goes.
Isn't that weird? That means there's some crazy people out there now.
Again, look who we got as president.
They don't like politicians. That's the
right,
problem.
That's it.
I'm just not going to comment anymore, though.
Everybody's right. Mad at politicians.
That's right.
Eddie tries to get me to comment, but I'm done. Not with football. I have to come in on football.
Oh, yeah. Football is a different game.
All right, guys. Well, I'm glad y'all back home.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sheila.
All right. Talk to you later.
Roll Tide, Sheila. Nice lady. Very nice lady.
Sheila, very nice, and appreciate her support. Always nice to call in and support us, even come up to Grumpy's when
that's
we
right.
had our remote broadcast. All right, Jay, take us back to
evaluate the players that we have because, you know, starting tomorrow, we'll have to pretty much decide, all right, who are we going to coach, who are we going to invest our time in, whether it's, you know, special teams or figure out if a guy can make enough of a contribution and develop enough to be able to contribute to the team. And, you know, so guys worked hard today, though. I was really pleased with that. The big focus was on finishing plays. You know, I think players get tired of practicing against each other when you've been in camp for, I don't know, this was the 20-some practice today. So, you know, they get a little bored. But, you know, the whole key to the drill is once they think they know how to do it right, they think they can get casual and not pay attention to detail and practice things the way they need to. But the whole idea is I'm going to practice it until I can't do it wrong. There's a big difference in that. So that means you're going to go out there every day and focus on doing it exactly right so you can do it over and over and over and over, and it's going to be a part of who you are and what you do, and those habits will carry over in the game. So that's something that we've really tried to emphasize with our players, you know, this week. From an injury standpoint, Dominic is back at practice. Corwin is not able to practice, probably will practice next week, hopefully. Bradley Silva has practiced every day. He did have a pin put in his hand. He is in a cast, but they think in a week they could take the cast off, so that's next week. So he has been able to practice with a cast on his hand, and that has not been a problem. So, you know, tomorrow we really start preparation for camp is officially kind of over today, even though it's not camp anymore because we've been going to school. We really start on Wisconsin. And we'll, you know, just move things up a couple days and, you know, give us a couple extra days to teach the players not only how to practice for a game and prepare for a game, but the things that they need to do on their own, regardless of what their role is, to be able to prepare for the game, watch film, understand the plan, and know that coming here for, you know, a 1 hour meeting and a 2 hour practice, that may not be quite enough, you know, to really understand what the other team is trying to do to you and what your job is and how you have to respond and react to it. So that'll give us a couple extra days to do that as well.
Nick, how's the second quarterback spot competition going? We've seen, you know, a couple different guys over there.
Well, what is the first spot? I don't know who the first spot is. So you talking about cornerback? Oh, you disappoint me. I thought sure it would be quarterback. You know, Marlon has played, you know, out there and done a pretty good job. Mo has played and done a pretty good job. Tony Brown has played out there and done a pretty good job. Averett. So there's a lot of competition there. I really haven't decided who will play in the game. Who gives up the fewest plays and who can be responsible and do their job. I mean, I think that's the most important thing when you play that position.
The other side, John.
You mentioned kind of starting to get ready for Wisconsin and starting to kind of do the game plan installation. What are the challenges that come with, especially with the quarterback position potentially still unresolved, with trying to get multiple guys ready for what Wisconsin does defensively, and especially if multiple guys have to play in that first game?
Well, multiple would be two to me. Which is what you usually do for any team in any game. And then you have a third that you try to get ready on a limited basis. And, you know, that's what we plan to do. That's really kind of how we practice this week. And that's how we'll continue to practice. Now, who those guys are exactly and in what order they're in exactly, you know, that hadn't been decided, you know, quite yet. But I have been pleased with the way all three of the guys played, you know, this week. They've all done a really, really good job, and I've seen a lot of progress offensively, you know, this week. I think that's been, you know, one of the most encouraging things is I see some continuity, togetherness. Offensive line is, you know, a little more physical, playing with more toughness. The receivers definitely made a big step this week in improving. And I think because of that, I think the quarterbacks trusted them a little more, and I think they gained a little confidence that, you know, guys are going to be precise in what they were supposed to do, and they could, you know, count on delivering the ball where it should be delivered. So that was a really, really good thing this week.
Curious, which are the three quarterbacks that would be in that rotation? And also, we haven't heard much about David Cornwell in a while. I just wondered an update on him.
Well, the three guys that we worked this week are Jake Cooper and Alec. Those are the three guys that got the bulk of the work. Everybody gets work. Everybody's working. But those guys got the bulk of the work. And David Cornwell has done a really, really good job. Struggled a little bit early on in camp. He's certainly getting better, you know, all the time, and we have a lot of confidence that he'll be a good player in the future.
With Reggie Ragland, what does he bring to a team as a pass rusher, and also how does he improve in coverage as well?
Well, we use Reggie in a lot of multiple roles. You know, primarily he's the Mike linebacker in regular. He's the money linebacker in nickel. He can play Mac and dime, or, you know, we use him as a buck, which makes him the fourth rusher in dime. And, you know, he's very athletic. I think the thing that he probably gets the least amount of practice on that is something that we need to work on him with is he's got really good talent and ability to rush because he's explosive, has a good burst, but...
Y'all got a caller.
All right. We were just discussing the question. So we've got LaVon.
Should I play a little more of the press conference?
No, we've got it now. We've got it. And this is going to be a question he will be able to answer.
He will know this.
Yeah, he will know this one. LaVon, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Well, yeah, glad to be on.
Hey, man, how is it going?
Can't complain. Headed to work. Finally picked y'all up. Glad you're on the air.
Great.
Hey, LaVon, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm great. How about you?
Yeah, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, roll tide.
I hear you.
LaVon.
Oh, man.
I couldn't say it. I'm sorry.
You're not alone, LaVon.
Well,
all right, good.
I can't go the other way either, so I know the feeling.
Auburn looks like they're going to do good. The guys at work keep talking about this new quarterback y'all got coming in, Jason, so I'm anxious to see him play.
I have seen him in the Arkansas game and what little bit you could tell in Western Carolina, but he's the real deal passing the ball. Now, running the ball, he looks like he would drown in a car wash. But
well, I know the guys down there are high on him. I talked to a guy the other day that seen him play high school ball and said he was the real deal and people were going to be excited about him.
Yeah, he's got an arm. Expectations, Ronnie and I have talked several times, are through the roof. I don't know if he lives up to that or not, but I'm looking forward to it.
I know it's a lot to put on his shoulders. Now, I have to say, I won't be excited about him. I hate to hurt your feelings. Especially if he does really good.
Exactly. I'm with you, LaVon.
Hey, who's going to be quarterbacking at Alabama?
I'm going to say Coker. I figure they'll go with that little bit more experience. I hadn't seen anything or heard any reports. I figure he'll start. Now, whether he keeps it all year, I don't know. But
right.
I think they'll just go with that seniority there.
Yeah, it's about his time. Ronnie and I thought he would be the quarterback last year. In fact, we said no way he comes in and not, you know, pretty much guarantee the job, but he did. So.
Well, that's the way I felt. But I'll be honest, as an Alabama fan, I'm ready to see a younger guy take the reins. That way we don't have to replace him every year. I'm
right.
Sick of that now.
I agree.
It's rough.
I agree. I would like to see some of those. And they got plenty of young ones there, and they're all talented.
Yeah, you're right. I'd like to see Barnett step up and take the reins by the third or fourth ball game. I think somewhere
down the road, it's going to be his.
I sure hope so. That would be exciting for the future.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hey, LaVon, do you want to take a stab at a trivia question that we know you're going to get?
Sure. I know those four teams from last year.
Yeah. Hey, this question for you will be about as easy as that.
It's naming these kids' names.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
There's no way you're going to miss this
one. Oh, man, you're putting the pressure on me, Jason.
Yeah.
All right, let Ronnie fire it off, and you've got 10 seconds once he finishes the question.
All right, LaVon, okay. Here's the question. The question is, who were the two men's team that played in the NCAA finals last year?
Oh, that was Kentucky and, who won? UConn.
No.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Not last year.
Kentucky was upset, remember?
Oh, that's right. Oh, God, what is that?
Hey.
I guess it was because I had them picked to win it all.
Yeah. Right. Everybody did.
Everybody did. That's right.
Can you believe that?
I would have.
You put the pressure on me.
I would have never guessed you'd have missed that.
Well, I wouldn't have either. And if the pressure hadn't have been applied, I'd have probably gotten it. I should have known it was Alabama and Auburn. Oh, well.
Hey, that happens. I asked Ronnie the four teams that made the football playoffs while we were on a break, and he went blank.
I got two of them.
Dang. See, I knew those. I should have known the basketball. You know what? I can't even name them right now, just to be honest. That's terrible. Terrible. Who was it?
All right. You got Duke.
Yeah.
Now, who did they play?
Now, I know Kentucky was upset by the big tall guy.
Right.
I can't remember what team that was, honestly. I can't remember who beat
Wisconsin.
Them. Wisconsin.
Right.
Beat the Hogs. I would have never got that. I cannot believe it. I'll call back in a little bit and you ask me again.
All right.
You
try again.
All right.
All right, Ron.
Thanks, LeVar.
Thanks, ma'am.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, see you, bye. Good guy right there.
Yeah, another great guy you won't hear anything bad about. Supporter.
That's right.
Had a son, played basketball, Fairview, great ball player, Cody.
Went to Parkside while I was out there.
Yeah. And he got out of Parkside with you out there?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was older. He's one of the older ones.
But, yeah, good family there. Does a lot of work. Around the school and all, great people.
Great guy.
And, you know, he's very athletic. I think the thing that he probably gets the least amount of practice on that is something that we need to work on him with is he's got really good talent and ability to rush because he's explosive, has a good burst. But just to be able to work with the other players on, you know, the pass rush games, those types of things, responsibilities when he's in that position, that's probably the most difficult thing when a guy plays multiple roles is, you know, how do we get enough reps on all those things and all those areas? But Reggie's smart. He handles it well. He's got good work habits. So if there's a guy that's capable of accomplishing it, it's certainly a guy like him.
Nick, with all the quarterback battles around the SEC and other places, a lot of programs have named a starter by now. You guys, Georgia, are waiting. What do you say to those that people that worry that the lack of naming a number one guy at this point means that, you know, you don't have a really good quarterback?
Well, you know, we've been through this several times before, and I think you can name a guy. But if we named a guy and then that guy wasn't the best performer and then we had to unname him, what good does that do? So sometimes you run the risk of naming a guy before he's really won the team or won the job. So then you have to unname him. So does that do the player any good? And to me, you know, when AJ and Phillip Sims were here, I mean, we didn't name a starter for the first game. I mean, we played both guys in the first game. They played a quarter. The next guy played a quarter. See who played the best and then name that guy the starter for the next game. And I'm not saying that's our plan, but I think when you're really trying to give people who are competing and they've all done a good job, you know, you have to have some clear-cut evidence that a guy really has won the job and he has won the team. And you can't make that happen. You know, as bad as I would like to be able to say, this is our starting quarterback, I would really like to be able to say that. That doesn't mean that we don't have a
good quarterback. So stop asking me, guys. That's what we do. Right.
More than one good quarterback. And they are both playing very well, or three guys are playing really well, and it makes it very difficult, you know, to make a decision. So, and how those guys develop and who we think can improve and develop the most during the season is also going to have something to do with this decision that we make. But I would not rule out the fact that I'm not saying we're going to do this or that we even want to do this, but if that doesn't happen, we may play more than one guy in the first game.
A couple more, Matt. Oh, go ahead, Travis.
wanted to ask you about Darren Lake and sort of his development and the role you anticipate him playing in the defense this year.
Right. Well, you know, Darren is...
hey, Jay, can we cut that now?
A nose guard for us.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Jason, did you notice what he said when he was talking about the quarterback? He said two things, win the job and win the team.
Right.
There may be there might be a kid already down there who has won the job but has not won the team. Or
right.
There may be one who has won the team but has not won the job.
That's it. That's it.
And you can be rest assured they're going to be playing more than one quarterback come Saturday.
Sure sounds like it.
Maybe playing three.
Boy, that'll be a surprise.
Yeah.
5:50, we'll be right back to wrap it up.
Because as Nick says, that's what we do.
Stay with us for the first Moolah clue coming late in the show today.
More late.
But Moolah is out. So
we'll
be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5. The number is 737-9505.
The ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. A Blount County grand jury reviewing the facts and circumstances of a weekend accident involving a pickup truck that killed one cyclist and hurt two others. 57-year-old William Robertson of Birmingham died in the crash. Two other bikers airlifted to UAB Hospital, all members of a group called Black People Run, Bike, and Swim. A former nursing home employee pleads guilty to stealing money from a patient trust fund account. Gwendolyn Lacey pleads guilty to theft of property and criminal computer tampering. Prosecutors say she used a computer at East Glen Nursing Home to write $4,000 in checks to her friends who drew on the accounts of several patients. She's got probation and was ordered to pay restitution. Four others face charges in this case. One Alabama lawmaker wants toll roads to the Alabama coast in order to raise funds to fill a budget shortfall. Representative John Rogers says he spent several dollars getting back to the state after a recent trip to Florida, and toll roads will help to shore up our general fund budget. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Governor Bentley sets a date for the second special session. Lawmakers return to Montgomery next Tuesday. They'll go back to work on the general fund budget. Bentley calling for more than $300 million in tax hikes. Republican legislative leaders say there's no interest in raising taxes. Four people, including two who work for the Alabama Department of Human Resources, facing charges stemming from an identity theft and fraud investigation. The two-year probe by Bruton police allegedly found two state workers used Social Security numbers and other client info to obtain $40,000. In fraudulent loans. Two children are now in DHR custody after a drug bust in their North Jefferson County home. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Narcotics Unit served a search warrant to find coke and meth at a mobile home on Pinson Valley Parkway. A man and woman inside under arrest charged with trafficking. The bust included 3 ounces of coke, 12 ounces of meth with a street value of around $42,000. During the search, deputies found two girls, ages 4 and 2. They've now been placed in protective custody. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN. In money news, HealthSouth has bought CareSouth Health System. The deal with the Augusta, Georgia-based company gives Birmingham-based HealthSouth a chain of 45 home health centers and hospices in 7 states. The $170 million deal is subject to regulatory approval. Alabama's largest McDonald's franchisee has died. Max Cooper passed away in his Birmingham home at the age of 99. The former advertising executive moved to Birmingham from Chicago in 1965. He was credited with popularizing the Two All Beef Patties jingle for the Big Mac. State Department of Revenue holding a free tax workshop for current and new business owners in North Alabama this month. The event to be held at the Huntsville-Madison County Chamber of Commerce September 22nd. Workshop topics will include employer withholding taxes, state, local sales taxes, property taxes, and business licensing requirements, as well as an overview of the state's free one-spot program that allows businesses to pay their taxes in one place for state, county, city, sales, use, and rental taxes. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
All right, 5:54, coming late in the day, but we want to make these clues last. So. People's Bank brings you Where's Moolah? And Cindy, not eligible this week, so it's up for grabs.
That's right. Anybody can win.
That's right. We'll give a clue today and a couple of clues Thursday, maybe three Thursday, to make up for our shortcoming today. The clue today, Where's Moolah? inside Coleman County, Lenny.
Inside Coleman County.
The old cow hadn't got too far away.
She's out of shape. She's been locked.
Well, after she made that last trip.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. She went to unclaimed baggage. Yeah. I don't see how she got that far.
I don't either. And I don't see how Cindy solved it. Either.
I don't
know. Cost you 50 bucks.
That's right.
All right. The first clue is, if you are fishing, you might find moolah. If you are fishing, you might find moolah.
And we're going to say nothing more.
That's it. We done. Where's moolah? From People's Bank. Again, if you're in People's Bank, tell them a big thank you, Jimmy and all the guys
Absolutely.
And girls, how much we appreciate their support here at Live 95.
And of all Coleman County athletics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do so much in the community, and this is just another part of it.
That's right.
All right, Runny, closing it down for today.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes.
Let's remind everybody, coming up Thursday, 4:20, Chris Andrews, againstthenumber.com. And at 5 o'clock, around 5, Dr. Knowledge, Dan Vosta.
That's right.
And at
Campus
5,
Insider.
At 5:30, yeah, Campus Insider. 5:30, Rich Chambers, be putting fish in the boat.
That's exactly right.
And who knows, 3 moolah clues coming up. We didn't give away a dinner today. Had 3 strikes.
3 strikes and you're out.
3 strikes and you're out. So I guess me and you can go eat.
That's exactly. Yeah, we can go eat on that. That's
it. Hey, remind everyone, Ronnie.
Yes. Remind everyone that the show can be seen on demand at live95coleman.com about an hour or two after the show. So if there's some part you missed or you want to get the clue again, you can just tune it in. Jay will have it up running.
If you want to listen to the Gus Malzahn story, I'm sure you do. Right?
I'm sure.
You'll be tuning that in.
I'm sure that the internet will be down by so many hits.
Right.
So, yeah.
Hey, only about 48 hours to college football is on us.
That's right.
So
it's not.
Count it down.
Not Saturday.
That's right. Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's going to be for real. South Carolina.
Got the 2 Carolinas.
Carolina.
Little James Taylor, you know, Carolina on my mind.
That's it. Until Thursday, it's time to get off here and go to the house. So I'm going to leave you with a big War Eagle.
And, of course, I'll leave you with a much bigger Roll Tide.
Join us Thursday, folks, for more Sports Talk Live. You've been listening to 95.5 Sports Talk Live, Coleman, Alabama.
Another one. From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
If you're hearing Bob Dylan on the radio in Cullman, Alabama, you must be listening to Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio.
My time and now I'm as good as new.